With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You talking, Dr. Jones?
Okay. Dr. Jones.
And good morning. Bill Handel here. It's Friday morning, July 23rd. The big stories we're covering, the Tokyo Olympics officially began. And if you look at a stadium full of screaming fans, you will not see them. And California, we continue to pay jobless benefits. And even while investigating a recipient's eligibility, California is a great place to be unemployed because it's going to go on forever. California is a great place to live if you're a renter because you'll never be evicted. Great place. All right, now let's turn to some not-so-good news. Dr. Jim Keeney, co-director of the ER at Mission Hospital in Mission Viejo. Jim, good morning.
Morning, Bill.
All right, I'm going to just mention one word and then let you go on, and that is the Delta variant of COVID. What is going on?
Yeah, so not a big surprise. The Delta variant of COVID, we all know now that it's much more highly contagious than the other strains of COVID. So as we've seen with the Alpha and the Beta and all the other variants that probably are to come in the future, it replaces the variants that circulate. So at this point, the CDC is telling us that more than 80% of new cases are Delta variants. We don't get that information in the hospital, right? We just check for COVID, and it's either positive or negative. It's not until you send them to the CDC or a health department they can tell you which variant it is. But so we're assuming that ours are probably close to that too. And boy, we're definitely seeing another, I would call this a surge. I mean, we're definitely surging in cases, and our hospitalization rate is again going up. And we are again looking at getting permission from the state to open different areas of the hospital to be able to accommodate these patients.
I didn't know you had to get permission from the state to do that. I thought you're just allowed to open up another ward for COVID.
Well, it's not difficult to get the permission. You do have to ask, though, because remember, every hospital is certified by the state to operate as a hospital, and down to, you know, each bed has to have the appropriate suction and oxygen and electrical outlets and all that type of stuff, and the state makes sure of that. So you do have to get permission if you're treating people in the parking lot or in the, you know, in the attic.
Yeah, well, what happens, and this happened during the initial phase of COVID, where hospitals were overwhelmed and there simply wasn't enough equipment. And you had patients in the hall and the ventilators. You remember when ventilators were being, quote, invented by people and jerry-rigged? So what happens when that occurs?
Yeah, so I don't think we're going to get there again because of the relatively high vaccination rates we have in California. And when that happens, the bottom line is you have to do what you can do. We had plans. We had plans in place for, you know, does it make sense if a person comes into the emergency department and needs a ventilator and you're out of ventilators, does it make sense that that person should be the one who dies? Or should you have kind of a plan of attack where you see everyone who is currently on a ventilator? And there are people on ventilators on a regular basis in the United States that literally have very little hope of ever leaving the hospital. And if they do leave the hospital, very little hope of quality life afterwards. So we kind of tried to figure out how can we look at this and decide what makes the most sense. And that's the kind of things you do. That was horrible. I hated that committee. That was just the worst work we do. But we thankfully never had to initiate any of that work. We always had enough resources. And at this point, these are the cycles that I really believe with Delta are going to happen, which is, or with COVID that are going to happen. We're going to get through these cases where there's variants, as long as there are variants that are, even if they're more transmissible but less deadly, we will continue to have it circulating. It'll become more and more like the common cold as people get exposed to it, get multiple exposures, and have all that immunity so they don't get super sick from it.
So let's talk about your hospital. Last couple of months, there was virtually nobody in your COVID ward. I think you got rid of your COVID ward, if I remember. What's going on? So what's going on with numbers with you right now?
Well, so, you know, numbers change so rapidly that nobody's too excited if I give out exact numbers. But the bottom line is that the numbers are going up significantly enough that we are looking at reinstating a lot of those things like a COVID ward so that we'll be prepared, not that we need it at this minute. The message really is that while there are people vaccinated getting COVID, all the people we're admitting are unvaccinated. Anybody that's seriously ill are the unvaccinated. So that's really the issue, is if the more people that get vaccinated, the better. By the way, just to predict, we're going to have all these people complaining that, you know, at some point we may get to 100% of the new cases are vaccinated. Think about the math there. If 100% of our population is vaccinated, the only cases that will occur, even if there's only a handful, will be among vaccinated people. So as the vaccination rate rises, the number of people who get the disease who are vaccinated will also rise. But that's not a bad thing.
And
that just means that...
And herd immunity. I mean, you don't need 100% of people vaccinated. You need, what, 80, 85%. And you've hit herd immunity, and you're basically done. Is that correct?
Well, done as in worldwide destruction is done, yes, but the cases can still circulate. You still get pockets of outbreaks. You don't get pandemics or global pandemics anymore once we have herd immunity across the globe, but you do get pockets of outbreaks still. So similar to flu, where we do have new strains, those can cause epidemics and pandemics, but they're less serious and they don't wipe out the whole population until a new strain is developed that we have zero immunity to.
All right, we're going to take a break, and I want to come back because what I want to do is revisit a statement that you made about your hospital that I thought was just stunning. And I'm going, what? Is that possible? We'll do that as soon as we return. This is KFI AM 640. Good morning. Bill Handel here on a Friday morning, July 23rd. The Olympic torch has just been lit. Naomi Osaka was chosen for the final lighting of the big torch. And that's the official start of the Olympic Games. And two things. First of all, the torch is lit. And the head of state says, I declare the 2020 or whatever year games be officially opened. Quick factoid, 1936, Berlin Games. Adolf Hitler said that. I declare the games be open. That was interesting. All right, back we go to Dr. Jim Keeney, Medical News. Jim is co-director of the ER at Mission Hospital in Mission Viejo. Jim, last time we talked, you said something that I thought was just a stunner to me. And I want to know if the same statistic is still there. That within this pandemic, there was a substantial number of employees, people that work at the hospital, first responders. I mean, folks that take care of COVID patients who were not vaccinated. I'm assuming that's changing rather rapidly.
Yeah, I don't think I said substantial. I said that just like every other, walk of life, there are people who have concerns in the healthcare field as well. They're not really that common. I mean, there's just a few people. Some of them are because of medical conditions, because there are some medical conditions where you might be concerned about your own immune system. I know people, for example, who have had like blood cancers and things like that, that they worry, well, will this reactivate my cancer? Stuff like that.
No, I understand.
No evidence. So there are people, but most people are vaccinated.
Now, you told me there was a good percentage, if I remember correctly. And that was why I was fairly shaken up, how you have a fair number of first responder medical personnel that are not getting vaccinated. And what I want to do, and we're going to explore this a whole lot more, that in the world of COVID, are you surprised that so many Americans, like a third, 25% or a third of Americans, have absolutely no intention of getting vaccinated in light of the Delta variant?
It's not that surprising just because of other things, when seatbelts were first mandated and people said, that's ridiculous. The seatbelt will kill you. It will hold you in the burning car. It will do this. It will do that. They were convinced that seatbelts will actually kill them. And that it's safer to be thrown free from the car, where we all know the definition of somebody who dies in a car accident is somebody who's thrown outside the car. So this is a standard response to something new like this, and people are suspicious. It's really exactly what you would expect. Yeah. Unfortunately, it's having this effect, and there's having additional, hospitalizations. And again, those are all unvaccinated people. There are some vaccinated people being hospitalized, but not at our hospital.
It's fascinating as I watch the news. And inevitably, every night, I don't care what news outlet you're looking at, various kinds of people are featured. One, someone who is not vaccinated and is either in the hospital or died, and the family members go, oops, should have been vaccinated. And those that are saying there's not enough long-term testing and we don't know what's going to come out of this. And the first thing I do is really long-term testing. Well, let's dig up 610,000 people and test to see if they're really dead. It makes absolutely no sense. But do you think that as more and more non-vaccinated people are going to be hospitalized and die, because the stats are astronomical in terms of non-vaccinated folks, that that's going to change and you're going to end up with a small, small number of people that remain non-vaccinated?
I hope so. I mean, I don't think so. I hope so. But I think the people who are not getting vaccinated are pretty well entrenched in that idea. You have kind of early adopters, you have naysayers, and you have fence sitters. And the people sitting on the fence, yes, they'll change and go ahead and get vaccinated now. But I think the majority of people who are not getting vaccinated are the absolute naysayers and are really not interested in the vaccine and see the Delta variant as just another variant of a disease that they're not worried about.
And we're talking about, 25%, maybe 30%? And that does not give us herd immunity, does it?
No, it doesn't. But as people get exposed to it and as more people get these variants, there'll be more antibodies in the community. And so the vaccine's not the only way to herd immunity. There's the easy way, which is the vaccine, and there's the hard way. And so we'll get most of the way there the easy way and the rest of the way the hard way.
All right, Jim. Oh, we're going to be talking plenty about this in the next several weeks. You take care. Dr. Jim Keeney, ER at the Mission Hospital in Mission Viejo.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.